Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced a significant change in its leadership structure, appointing Hideaki Nishino and Herman Hulst as the new co-CEOs following the retirement of former PlayStation boss Jim Ryan. Starting June 1st, 2024, Hideaki Nishino will lead SIE's platform business group, while Herman Hulst will head the studio business group. This strategic division aims to enhance focus and drive in both hardware and content development sectors of the business. Hiroki Totoki, who has been acting as the interim CEO since Ryan's departure, will assume the role of chairman of SIE. He will maintain his other positions as president, COO, and CFO of Sony Group Corporation. Both Nishino and Hulst will report directly to Totoki under this new leadership framework. In a statement released by the company, Totoki expressed confidence in the new structure, emphasizing that it would ensure continued innovation and growth within the PlayStation brand. He highlighted the aim of deepening engagement with existing PlayStation users and expanding their reach to new audiences, ensuring that SIE remains a leader in delivering top-tier entertainment experiences through its blend of content and technology. Speculation about a new entry in the iconic Doom franchise is gaining momentum after a recent trademark filing by ZeniMax Media, owned by Microsoft. The trademark, intriguingly named IDKFA, a nod to the classic cheat code from the original Doom that provided players with all weapons, keys, and full ammo, was reported by Eurogamer. While it's uncertain whether this filing directly hints at a new Doom game, there are compelling reasons to believe it could be connected. Adding to the excitement, Microsoft is scheduled to host its significant game showcase on June 9th, where it's anticipated that upcoming Xbox titles will be unveiled. This event could potentially include an announcement related to this trademark. Further intrigue comes from leaked court documents last year that mentioned a project titled Doom Year Zero, although details about this potential title remain scarce. The last major release in the series was Doom Eternal in March 2020, followed by two expansions through March 2021. Despite recent cuts to Bethesda studios like Tango Gameworks and Arcane Austin, ID Software, the studio behind Doom, has not disclosed its future plans for the series. Ron Gilbert, renowned for his work on the Monkey Island series, is currently developing a new RPG that blends elements of classic Zelda, Diablo, and Thimbleweed Park. Gilbert's return to game directing was marked by the 2022 release of Return to Monkey Island, his first Monkey Island project in three decades. Now, he's steering his creative prowess toward this unnamed RPG, which promises an intriguing mix of adventure and role-playing elements. The game, developed by Terrible Toy Box, features a top-down pixel art style that echoes the nostalgic aesthetics of classic Zelda games. Gilbert has shared glimpses of the game on his Mastodon account, revealing environments ranging from cozy woodland settlements to eerie cemeteries inhabited by skeletons. This blend of settings hints at a rich, diverse world ripe for exploration and adventure. Elissa Black has recently joined the project as a quest designer, a move that Gilbert humorously notes increases the likelihood of the game's completion by 37%, reflecting the unpredictable nature of game development. As noted on the publisher's website, the release is tentatively scheduled for late 2024 or possibly early 2025, acknowledging the fluid timelines often associated with game development. Square Enix, the renowned game publisher, is preparing for significant layoffs in its US and European branches as part of an extensive restructuring plan. This development follows a reported drop in profits and a substantial financial hit from cancelled projects. According to VGC, Square Enix president Takashi Kiryu announced the upcoming layoffs during an internal town hall meeting on Monday, a detail confirmed by IGN, indicating that employees are bracing for the impact. The layoffs are expected to primarily affect the publishing arm, IT department, and indie division of Square Enix. IGN has reached out to Square Enix for official confirmation and further details on the extent of the layoffs. The company is reportedly enacting these changes as part of a 3-year strategy aimed at fostering long-term growth, which includes a shift towards multi-platform development. This strategy comes in the wake of a challenging financial year for Square Enix, which saw a 15.8% decrease in profits and incurred a $140 million of loss due to the abandonment of multiple unannounced projects. Exciting news for PC gamers. Red Dead Redemption, including its Undead Nightmare expansion, may finally be headed to PC. This potential development surfaced through a data mine leak shared by Rockstar Games expert TezFunds to on X Twitter. The leak includes details found in a recent update to Rockstar's launcher site, suggesting preparations for a PC release of the classic Western sandbox game and its popular zombie-themed expansion. Originally launched in 2010 for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, Red Dead Redemption has since become a fan favorite, with ports to Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 released last year. However, a PC version has been notably absent, making this data mine particularly significant if accurate. It would mark the first time the game is officially available on PC, 14 years after its original release. Rockstar Games has a history of delayed PC releases, as seen with Grand Theft Auto V and Red Dead Redemption 2. Currently, Grand Theft Auto 6 is announced for next-gen consoles first, continuing this trend. The developer of the Marvel-themed hero shooter Marvel Rivals NetEase has issued an apology following backlash over a non-disparagement clause in their content creator contract. This clause was discovered by streamers and publicized by former Overwatch player Brandon Larned, better known as Seagull. He highlighted on X Twitter that the contract restricted creators from posting negative reviews or comparing the game unfavorably to others like Overwatch. The clause led to significant criticism from the community, prompting NetEase to reassess and revise the contractual terms. In their statement, NetEase expressed regret over the confusion, suspicion, and frustration caused and emphasized their commitment to receiving honest feedback from creators. They stated, "We actively encourage creators to share their honest thoughts, suggestions, and criticisms. All feedback, positive and negative, ultimately helps us craft the best experience for ourselves and the players." NetEase's apology underscores their intent to foster a more open and constructive relationship with content creators, promising adjustments to make the terms less restrictive and more supportive of genuine content creation. Marvel Rivals is a 6v6 team-based free-to-play shooter that includes characters from various Marvel franchises. The game features a diverse roster with heroes and villains from the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men, and more, offering a broad, multiversal narrative. The exact release date for the game is still pending. The space simulation game Star Citizen has introduced its Alpha 3.23 update titled Adventure Beckons, which marks a significant expansion of the game's universe. This update is particularly notable as it introduces the game's first native wildlife, enhancing the realism and immersion of its expansive world. These new creatures include the bird-like Maroc and the predatory Copian pest, which exhibit unique behaviors influenced by their interactions with human settlers. Additionally, the update brings several other key features aimed at improving gameplay. Players can now navigate a more detailed universe with StarMap 1.0, offering a comprehensive 3D view of the system. The update also incorporates advanced cloud and water technology, enhancing environmental visuals. Combat dynamics have received a boost as well, with the introduction of new master modes that intensify spacefight combat. The update also draws from the advancements made in the single-player spin-off, Squadron 42, incorporating FPS and UI enhancements into Star Citizen. Community hubs known as distribution centers have been added throughout the Stanton system, providing new mission opportunities that cater to both combat and non-combat players. Furthermore, expansions to the Arena Commander mode introduce a variety of space, ground, and experimental objectives. Cloud Imperium Games has also retuned all ships in the game, improved ground-based FPS combat, and expanded the new player experience to better acclimate newcomers. Despite still being an alpha, Star Citizen continues to be a polarizing project, with criticisms often centered around its prolonged development and the high cost of virtual items. Nonetheless, the game has amassed over $683 million from its dedicated player base, underscoring its unique position in the gaming landscape. The wait is nearly over for fans hoping to explore feudal Japan in an Assassin's Creed game. Ubisoft has officially announced that the first trailer for the next installment in the series, now titled Assassin's Creed Shadows, will premiere this Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, at 9 a.m. PT. This announcement marks a significant reveal as the game was previously referred to by its codename, Red. Ubisoft shared the news through a tweet, which also teased the upcoming cinematic world premiere trailer. The game, which has been highly anticipated due to its setting in feudal Japan, promises to bring a fresh and culturally rich backdrop to the storied franchise. The setting is a fan-favorite concept that has been long requested and speculated about in community forums and discussions. Additional details about the game's platforms were briefly listed on the Ubisoft store, indicating that Assassin's Creed Shadows will be available on PC, PS5, Xbox Series XS, and originally PS4. However, industry insider Shinobi 602 has suggested that the game will not be released on the PS4, pointing towards a focus on current generation consoles to potentially leverage more advanced technology and provide a more immersive experience. This move aligns with Ubisoft's strategy of setting its games in diverse historical contexts, which has been a hallmark of the Assassin's Creed series. The official reveal of Assassin's Creed Shadows is highly anticipated, with fans eager to see how Ubisoft will integrate the rich history and aesthetic of feudal Japan with the franchise. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.